Joe, you haven't left for that case yet?
Nope.
But you'll leave Morty to wait for you. In the meanest part of town?
He'll be all right. Morty can handle himself.
Joe! You're reading!
Looks that way.
I don't think I've ever seen you crack a book open. Let alone hold one.
Yeah, well, this one concerns us. Blackout City Confidential by Mark Slade. How does he know what goes on around here? Look here, Lily. There's even pictures. Art by Lisanne Lake.
Oh, she captured my figure right.
Not hard to do, Angel. Nobody could get that wrong. You're perfect.
Oh, Joe!
Get Blackout City Confidential and Blackout City Short Story Collection, both available on Lulu.com and other outlets published by Horrified Press.
Hi, stranger. Buy me a drink.
Why, sure, darling.
Pull up a chair.
Don't mind if I do. Barkeep, give us a couple whiskeys.
You know how to drink your way to a girl's heart.
And her underthings.
We'll see. You got a name?
They call me Sam Hill, darling. Most people spit and say my name. What do they call a pretty thing like me?
Charlotte. Unless you have a name you like better.
Well, I don't think so, darling. Charlotte fits you perfect. Say, you wouldn't have happened to see two buddies of mine ride through town, have you?
I've seen a lot of fellas come through in the past year. What? They take a couple dollars from you in a card game?
Did worse than that. One short takes charge. Sometimes casts spells. Knows a lot about the occult. Calls himself Fowler. The other is Granger. Taller. Dark-haired. Wears a bowler. Has pointed teeth. Might be a vampire. Maybe has wings like a bat. They talk a lot about hunting werewolves, killing demons, fighting off a plague of flesh-eating flies, and running from a town of vampire children.
No, mister. Say, those two sound a little bit weird.
Just funning you, darling.
This hombre bothering you, sweet Charlotte?
Well...
Hey! I like your sombrero, partner. It makes your head look a lot fatter.
I'm gonna cut your heart out and feed it to the horses.
Look at his eyes! They're bright red!
Why don't we feed them yours instead? Why don't we feed them yours instead?
The Sundowners is a book of Wild Western audio scripts written by Mark Slade with the cover by Cameron Hampton. Published by Rogue Planet Press and can be found on Lulu.com and other outlets books are sold.
There is light and there is darkness in our world. There is good and there is evil. The living go on with their lives, and the dead, they carry on as well, but they're not always so well hidden. At least not in the Ghostlands. Schlock Magazine presents Ghostlands, an anthology of ghost stories. An artist in Napoleonic Spain uses his mind to create a masterpiece and revenge. A man and his friends must face the truth or else be haunted forever. In the future, a collector of space vessels gets more than he bargained for. In a fantasy land, a ghost haunts the Garmanda Mudura Lake. A police detective and a pathologist try to unravel mysteries surrounding bodies missing salt. A man is given a trial and a judgment, not to his liking. Featuring stories by Mark Slate, Kevin Reese, Jason Norton, Thomas M. Malafarina, E.S. Wynn, and Joshua A. Prowse. Edited by Gavin Chappell. With cover art by Lisa N. Lake. Ghostland is published by Rogue Planet Press and is available on Lulu.com and other outlets.
Hey, this is Rebecca, Program Manager for Para-X Radio Network. You're listening to Blood Noir Audio Drama on Para-X and Anchor.
Yes?
Oh, hi. My name is Hannah Bay. From the Gazette Times. The newspaper. You called us, remember?
Ah, yes, of course. Come inside, please. My name is Odell Seether. I run this organization.
Yes, so you've said on the phone. A secret organization that has controlled all media and manipulated all history for more than 100 years. Look, I'm not big into conspiracy theories, so I'm having a hard time believing your claims.
And what claims were they?
Well, you said that you are a part of an organization calling themselves Wormwood Prophet Society, and you worship a godlike creature that has been slowly taking over humanity.
I said that? I do not believe I would say such a thing.
Look, you called me, mister. You made these crazy accusations. I have you on tape claiming you helped spin history. That you helped Hitler in World War II, the same time helping the Allies. I think it's baloney, but my editor sent me out here anyway.
Yes, I believe you are right. I did say those things.
You said you have proof that God exists.
Yes, yes I do. If you would step this way.
What the hell is that thing?
Drink in his beauty. Marvel at his intelligence.
Why is he in a tank of water?
Listen to the stories he spins. Believe the truths he tells.
I can't take my eyes off of it.
He is forever nameless to his people. But we call him Wormwood, and we are his prophets.
I can't take my eyes off of it.
Wormwood Prophet Society features stories by Mark Slade, Jason Norton, T. Fox Dunham, K. E. Moore, Phil Thomas, and D. W. Gillespie, with art by Chris L. Burke. This strange and bizarre anthology is published by Rogue Planet Press and can be found on Lulu.com and other outlets that sell books.
Production. Blood Noir is a crime and horror anthology show. Stories about people caught in desperate times and only have one way out. This tape from a random stranger. But is it really random? Am I really a stranger? Or are we connected in some way to a web of lies and deceit? Possibly murder? You see, I hear things, see things. I know everything. To protect myself, I need these stories to be told.
You remember him as part of your youth. His songs were always playing somewhere in the background, on the radio, on the record player, or as a favorite film theme. And now, those beloved songs are back again, all together in a brand new collection. The greatest hits of Zip Doodah, the man in the monkey suit. Yes, we all fondly remember this brilliant musician, this stellar performer, not only for his nimble fingers on the piano keyboard, not only for the way his soaring tenor voice thrilled audiences, but also for the fact that he did all of this while wearing a monkey suit. Was it a gorilla he was trying to portray or an orangutan? Nobody knows and nobody cares. To Zip Doodah, only the music mattered. That and very good air conditioning. Who can forget such brilliant performances as this one from the 1960s TV show, The Sonny and Lenny Comedy Hour?
My little darling, where can you be again tonight, while the moon is shining bright?
Or this one from the hit 1959 movie starring Duke McVishnu, I Was a Teenage Tuna Fish.
Good morning, Peter. I just landed in your town.
These timeless performances, and more, are available now on the brand new CD collection, The Greatest Hits of Zip Doodah, The Man in the Monkey Suit, available in all fine stores. Get yours today.
You're listening to
All right, we're back, and this is Fred Madison, and you're listening to Conspiracy X. Okay, if any of you were listening a few days ago, here's what happened. Hard to believe. Actually, I can hardly believe what happened. Right in the middle of Conspiracy X, too. It wasn't bad enough that I heard some woman caller being murdered over the telephone, but then to later learn that the same woman, Beryl Nelson, had actually been murdered by her husband, Daniel, way back on December 30th, 1973. I was sure the call had been a scam, a gag, a practical joke. I mean, of course it was. It had to be. Dead people don't call radio programs. Whoever's idea it was, they got me good. I had even called the police after it happened, thinking it was the real deal. The cops acted like I was the one who was making a crank call. They even threatened to arrest me for filing a false report. But am I supposed to seriously consider the call might have been real? I mean, it couldn't have been legit, could it? Nah, it had to be a scam. And what was all that crap she was spouting about her father being torn apart by a demon named Herod? Maybe I have to think some more on that.
Jeez! Almost ran me down!
That was a close one. I'd better watch where I'm going. Maybe I better get off the street for a while and think about all of this. Hello, Freddy Medicine, my boy. I think it's time you joined that crowd in that bar over there for an adult beverage. Or maybe several. Besides, my 2 a.m. shift doesn't start at the station for a few hours, so what the hell.
Hey, Mac. What can I get you?
Give me a whiskey and soda and make it a double.
Coming right up.
Yeah, now that's what I'm talking about. Now what else did that caller say? Yeah, that's right. She tried to convince me that her father was that 18-year-old kid who was killed back in 1939 at Copper Creek in St. Louis. He had apparently been banging some girl in the park when, according to that same surviving girl, a demon appeared and attacked him, tearing him to pieces. I don't know what she might have been smoking, but it was obviously primo stuff. So if the caller claimed the victim had been her father, then I suppose that meant the girl who survived was her mother. Wow, if that had been the first time they did the deed together, then that dude was unlucky on two levels. First, he got himself attacked and killed, and secondly, he knocked up his girlfriend. Whew, talk about crappy luck. According to the reports I read on the web, a bright light appeared to the couple, then faded away, and in its place, some ugly-ass demon showed up. That much I always thought was urban legend. But what else was it the caller had said? She said the demon's name was Harry. And after pulling her father's soul into the depths of hell, he made some sort of deal with him. How she could know anything about any such deal is beyond me, since it wasn't her supposedly in hell, but her alleged father. But that's what she said, anyway. Yeah, and she said Herod would provide a list of people whose souls he wanted. But what good would a list do? The teenage boy was dead. His dismembered body had been found 3 days later behind some rocks near a riverbed. It wasn't like he was going to be able to do anything to help this Herod demon collect any souls, right?
Set you up with another?
Sure thing. God, my head's starting to hurt. All this pontificating is getting me nowhere.
Hey there.
What? Oh. Now this is one hot number. Just the sort of distraction I need. Hey there yourself, lovely lady. I'm Freddy Madison. What, may I ask, is your name?
I'm Gina. Gina Rogers?
Well, it's very good to meet you, Gina Rogers. Can I buy you a drink?
Sure. What are you drinking?
I'm having whiskey and soda. A double. Since this is my second, I suppose it's a four-point.
You're funny, Freddy. A double's a bit strong for me. Make mine a single.
Single whiskey and soda coming up.
Oh, wow. That really hits the spot.
Yeah, I agree. Say, I don't believe I've ever seen you in here before. Do you live around here, or are you just visiting our fair city?
I'm staying over at the Hyatt. I'm just in for the weekend. From St. Louis.
St. Louis, you say? Funny. I was just thinking about St. Louis.
You were? I didn't think anyone thought about St. Louis.
Well, I was thinking about an urban legend known around that area. About Copper Creek Road. Did you ever hear that one?
Oh, yes. Everybody in St. Louis knows that story.
Well, I'm a local radio DJ, and I have this program called Conspiracy X.
A radio personality? Wow, I'm impressed.
You don't have to be. It's just a job, you know? Anyway, a few nights ago, this woman called claiming to be the daughter of the teenager who was the victim of that story.
Daughter? That would have to be Beryl Nelson.
You know about Beryl Nelson?
Yeah, that name is sort of an urban legend, too. You know she was murdered by her husband, Daniel, back in the 70s, right?
Yeah, so I heard. 1973.
So the caller couldn't be her. It had to be a crank call.
But why would someone call pretending to be Beryl and go through the trouble of acting out her murder on my show?
Don't know. Maybe for attention? People can be weird.
Yeah, I suppose you're right. So do you know about the demonic aspect of the story as well?
Yeah, I heard about that too. I forget the demon's name, but supposedly he had a list of souls he wanted to claim.
Yeah, that's what I heard as well. His name was Herod,
yeah,
by the way.
Yeah, Herod, that's right. What time does your show start?
It starts in about 3 hours.
So you have time then?
Time? Time for what?
Time to walk me back to my hotel. Come upstairs with me.
Sounds like a plan to me.
No, wait a second. I didn't get to finish my drink.
There you go. Now let's get out of here. What brings you to our city? Business or pleasure?
Originally, it was for business, but now it looks like it's going to be for pleasure.
You've got that right.
So, this radio station, is it nearby?
Actually, yes, it is. In fact, it's just up the street from your hotel. 105 Denver Boulevard, Suite 10E, is where we call home.
Interesting. Is Walter Heller still the evening manager there?
Why, yes he is, and I'll tell you something. He doesn't like me very much. In fact, he hated the idea of me coming onto this shift. That was until I started getting him great ratings. He still hates my guts, but he likes the ratings. Right now he's probably sitting up in there in his office on the 10th floor thinking of new ways to make my life miserable. Hey, wait a minute. How do you know Walter?
I don't. It's just that I have his name on this list.
List? What list?
The list I got from Herod. You know, it's the newer version of the same list he gave to my grandfather. And then to my grandmother. And eventually he gave one to my mother, Beryl. And now he gave one to me. It's all part of the deal.
Deal? What deal?
You know, the deal Herod made with my grandfather after he killed him. Now, 2 generations later, a family still carrying on the traditions of that deal. Some might call it a curse, but we think about it as a family responsibility. We bring Herod the souls he chooses and puts on the list. Then when we eventually die, our souls get a higher place in hell. You see?
So it was you who called my program the other night?
Of course it was me, silly. Dead people don't call radio stations.
And you're here for Walter?
Yep. I'll be taking him tonight.
But what about me?
You? Don't worry, Freddy. You're not on the list.
But I know about it now. I know about you and the list.
Lots of people know about the list, remember? It's an urban legend.
But I know it's real now.
No problem. In fact, you can talk about it on your radio program if you'd like. No one will believe it any more than they believe any of the crap that you spout anyway. Conspiracy X? Seriously? What a lame title.
Hey, what?
The only people who might believe you are actual wackos.
Why are you wiggling your fingers at me? Oh, I'm feeling really dizzy.
Good night, Freddy. By the time you wake up, I'll be long gone. And so will Walter Heller. Well, at least you've gotten some new material for your show. Enjoy. Bye.
Blood Noir, Episode 24, Herod's Deal. Featuring Pete Lutz as The Stranger. Starring Matt Weller as Madison. Tanya Maloyevic as Gina. Rebecca Bramble as Bartender. Paul Miscavige as Driver. Commercial by Pete Lutz, starring Darren Rockhold. Music by Carpenter's Notch and Audionautix.com. Credit narration by Sarah Ray Werner. Written by Thomas Malafarina. Directed by Mark Slade.
This was Rocket 88 Productions.